Move to Nullify Health Care Act, Royals Democrats, by Cheryl Gay Stolberg and Robert Peer. The Trump administration's decision to ask a federal appeals court to invalidate the Affordable Care Act has given House Democrats a new opening to pursue what they see as a warning, as a winning political strategy, moving past talk of impeachment to put kitchen table issues like health care front and center. Excuse me, the notice to the court filed late Monday by the Justice Department could not have come at a more opportune time for Democrats. The finding by Robert S. Mueller III, the special counsel, that there was no evidence of a criminal conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia, dashing the hopes of the most partisan Democrats that the House would impeach the president. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who celebrated her 79th birthday on Tuesday, had already planned to move to exchange the conversation with the unveiling of the Democrats' own health care plan on Tuesday. The Democrats' bill aims to lower health insurance premiums, strengthen protections for people with pre-existing medical conditions, and ban the sale of what Democrats call junk insurance. The Justice Department's move gave the unveiling an urgency that not even she could have anticipated. The Republicans did say during the campaign that they weren't there to undermine the pre-existing condition benefit, and here they are, right now, saying they're going to strip the whole Affordable Care Act as the law of the land. Ms. Pelosi told reporters Tuesday, adding, "This is actually an opportunity for us to speak to the American people with clarity." The administration staked out its new position in a lawsuit that was filed by Republican attorneys general in Texas and other states after Congress failed in 2017 to repeal the Affordable Care Act, but later reduced the law's tax penalty for people who do not have insurance to zero. The suit contended that the absence of the real tax penalty rendered the law's individual mandate, the requirement that most Americans have insurance, unconstitutional. Without a requirement to purchase insurance, they argued, the law could not then insist that insurance companies cover pre-existing medical conditions and a suite of other essential health benefits, such as maternity care and prescription drugs.